I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. From Iraq to Syria to Pakistan to Egypt, there's no end in sight to the Islamic State's control and terror. But that doesn't mean God is absent. A group from E3 Partners recently returned from the Middle East, where it witnessed the power of God's love on hardened hearts. E3's Alexa McDowell.
There's no really, peace process except through Jesus. And so we've seen that on the field of actual enemies coming together, loving one another, getting married because of their mutual love for Jesus.
Find ways to get involved with E3 at our website. Also pray that Muslims would realize their need for God in the midst of suffering. Remember when your mom kept telling you to wash your hands? That meant not only did you know how to do it, but that you also had clean water readily available. Well, neither was true for Dativ and her five kids, whose only water source was a dirty stream that kept the kids home from school and the family indebted to doctors. Then Living Water International stepped in with clean water and hygiene education, all while focusing on Christ. Find out more with a link at our website. And imagine if your favorite show didn't have the funds to continue and simply stopped airing without warning. Well, that might happen to a radio program aired by Keys for Kids Ministries. Keys for Kids' Terry Ritchie says they've had some help producing Series 6 of Red Rock Mysteries, but there's still a funding gap. One of the biggest obstacles is actually their audience.
We're a children's ministry. Children don't have a way to send in money, but their parents do, and we really need those parents to help us provide content for their kids.
You can help through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnews.org, click on the banner. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.